Good morning, good morning, good morning from the West Coast. It's Janu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from sunny California, West Coast. Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend, guys. Hope you did everything you wanted to do while still being safe out there. It was a beautiful weekend on here on the West Coast. The sun was out. It was really a nice weekend. Very nice. A lot of traffic and a lot of road construction going on, which made the traffic even worse than it normally is. Okay, so, but all in all, it was a great weekend. Got a lot accomplished this weekend. Hope you did the same. And we are definitely moving into the warmer aspects of summer here on the West Coast. And hope you are too. So this week on Artist Motivational Monday, we are going to continue on our journey. Now, you know, last week we talked about remembering the four agreements. And we went through the four agreements. And for those of you who are not familiar with the four agreements, it is a book. It can be purchased. It is a little book. Okay, so it is on Amazon. And it is The Four Agreements. It's a wisdom book. And it's by Don Miguel Ritz. So you can purchase the book on Amazon. So this week, we're going to piggyback off of that. Because if you remember, one of the four agreements was, let me get my book out here, is don't take anything personally. Okay, so we're going to piggyback on that because this week I started reading Disruptive Thinking by T.D. Jakes, and this is his new book that's out. It is on the New York bestsellers list, and it can also be picked up from Amazon as well. So, to piggyback on not taking anything personally and jumping over into disruptive thinking, what does that mean? What does that mean? First of all, what does disruptive thinking mean to you? Okay, what does that mean to you? Okay, because that right there is going to basically tell you how you are going to maneuver through the next, you know, few months of this year. What is disruptive thinking? Well, it knocks on your door, and all of a sudden, your new life, and this is from an insert in the book, okay? And it's from The Mountain Is You, Transforming Self-Sabotage into Self-Mastery. And it's in the first part of the book, Disruptive Thinking. And this is really profound because disruptive thinking, just savor the title, Disruptive Thinking. But this is what this insert says. It says your new life is going to cost you your old one. It's going to cost you your comfort zone and your sense of direction. It's going to cost you relationships and friends. It's going to cost you being liked and understood. It doesn't matter. The people who are meant for you are going to meet you on the other side. You're going to build a new comfort zone around the things that actually move you forward. Instead of being liked, you're going to be loved. Instead of being understood, you're going to be seen. All you're going to lose is what was built for a person you no longer are. Isn't that profound? That is very profound. So disruptive thinking is you're thinking out of the box, first of all. You're not going with the status quo. You're not taking anything personally, as the four agreements has already told us. We're not going to take anything personally. We're going to think out of the box. Because in this life, there's going to be plenty of times that you're going to have to think out of the box. And you're going to have to change the way you think about certain things if you want to continue to move forward. And you're going to get pushback every time you get ready to level up. You're going to get pushback. And normally the pushback are from people that don't see the vision. They're not looking at the bigger picture. They are looking at what is like right in front of them, but they're not looking at the wider view of what things are. I'm an art major, and one of the things that you learn in art is about perspectives. And perspective is, you know, like when you're drawing, there's two perspectives, and perspective is how you're going to see things. And you learn to draw like that. You learn to draw buildings like that. You learn to draw seascapes like that. And it's in the perspective of the drawing that you can see long range and short range. And that applies to life as well. Okay. One of the things that it says about disruptive thinking is everything that you know to be normal is going to change. Okay. Everything that you know to be normal in your life, when we're talking about your life, we're not talking about anybody else's life. So whatever I deem to be normal in my life, when I change my thinking and I'm moving to a different level, those things that I perceive as normal in my life, they're going to be gone. Because those are the things that I will be leaving behind. Okay? You start assuming different responsibilities. You start assuming different responsibilities. Okay? So you have to learn to handle the disruptions that come into your life. And if you stop and think about it, you're going to think about how many disruptions have come into your life just in the last 90 days. Just in the last 90 days. Now, what are disruptive? Disruptives are things that are not normally in your life. You could get a bill or something like that, you know, that can upset your finances or something like that. But as you maneuver through this life, you're going to find out that your mindset and disruptive thinking, as you continue to level up, it's going to start to become second nature to you. Okay? And you know that anytime you have disruptive things coming into your life, unexpected things, let's say unexpected things that disrupt the normalcy of your life, as God promotes you up to the next level of your journey, those things become more prominent. Okay. You are being tested in that next level to see how you're going to respond or react to what's going on. Now, I can say the last 2 years of my life have been disruptive because things happen, you know, that change the normalcy of my life. And those things brought a lot of things with them, you know. And so you learn to, you're growing now even though this is going on, it's changing the normalcy of your life. You're growing and you're learning a valuable lesson in not to react to things, but do what you know that needs to be done regardless. In other words, can you trust yourself to do what needs to be done regardless of what it's looking like? Regardless of what it's looking like. So the disruptions are going to come. If you're not having any disruptions like right now, just stay with us. You'll have them before the end of the year. Because everybody goes through that. It's part of your leveling up. It's part of your growth. It shows you basically what you're made of. That's basically what it's doing. It kind of shows you your character. It shows you your feelings about certain things. It shows how you're going to react to certain things, whether you're going to fall apart or whether you're still going to be able to handle your business, as they say, even through the storm. That's what it's going to show you. And once you complete the test of it all and you're on the other side of it, you will find that there's a door on that other side that is waiting for you to open it, to go to the next level of your journey. So we're going to be in this book, Disruptive Thinking, probably for the next couple of weeks. We're going to talk about things. If you can get the book, that's fine. If you can't, that's fine too. We're going to just kind of breeze through it and summarize it and just kind of see where we land with it. Okay. One of the things that T.D. Jakes says in the book is he says, I learned to handle disruption. Disruptive thinking became second nature to me. It became my normal. It has been said that God will promote you to the level of your tolerance of pain. Listen to that. Let that sink in. He says, I learned to handle disruption. Disruptive thinking became second nature to me. It became my normal. It's been said that God will promote you to the level of your tolerance of pain. And then he goes on to say, I was being groomed by tragedy, disruption, and responsibility to handle my life now as a direct result of my life then. I was being groomed by tragedy, disruption, and responsibility to handle my life now as a direct result of my life then. Disruptive thinking. Disruption in our life. When disruption knocks on the front door of our life, we're going to learn how we're going to handle it. Have a great day, guys. Have a terrific week. And we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.